Nerds, you're listening to an episode on the Nerdcore podcast feed. If you're feeling generous, please consider pledging to a tier on our Patreon at patreon.com/thenerdcore. We have tiers as low as $1 per month. Thanks so much, and enjoy the episode!
Welcome back to the Nerdcore Podcast, a podcast that reviews movies and talks that nerd shit. This is episode 415, and it is 9:56 in the morning here in Atlanta, Texas, and it's 8:56 a.m. in Philadelphia, Arizona.
I think it's 7:56.
7:56?
It's 7:56.
Damn, 7:56 in Philadelphia, Arizona for Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As always, it's the Nerd You're Gonna Hear the Culture Show. Last one, wonderful co-host.
What's up, everybody? As you can see, the sun is shining. And if you can hear, that wind is howling.
Yeah,
wind. Stupid weather.
Dude, wind has been absolutely terrible. Yesterday, around, I want to say like 12-something when I was like 12 o'clock-ish. No, like 1-something because I had class yesterday. Took out the dogs because I need to go walk them. Dude, it's absolutely it's terrible. Hard. The wind that wind is no joke. And if you know where I live, if you've been to where I live, you know that I have a shit ton of pine trees, like really big pine trees. And I kept walking a dog and looking up. I'm like,
yeah, I got oak trees over at my place, and they're old, like oak trees, like big, and they're still being like, it's just
It's ridiculous, dude. Yeah, this wind is no joke. I woke up, I mean, right now, like, I haven't been outside, but like, it looks kind of gloomy out there, so
it's a bit chilly here, but it's supposed to warm up.
Sad thing is we won't see Stacy in here, since this is in the morning. Stacy's usually here at night, but we're here to review our final stop before Godzilla versus Kong next week, and it is 2019's Godzilla King of the Monsters, as we've been doing our reviews of the MonsterVerse. But Brad, I forgot to ask, how's it going? Why are we doing this today, not yesterday?
I had to have a date night. I took my wife out for steak, and I wanted to have a nice date night. So I apologize. I know I have multiple responsibilities, but she's kind of top tier. You understand? Yeah. I mean, if you sex me up, roll, you might be top tier, but
Oh, good Lord. All right. Yeah.
Show a little nipple here and there.
Yeah. Well, that's only on the live show. Oh, God damn it. It's all good. Either way, yesterday I did like a surprise unboxing stream on my personal channel. I got my World of One Card Y box set in the mail, and I decided to unbox it, did that, hanged out for a bit, and I watched the first movie on that set. So I'm going to I'm going to keep making my way through it. Today's a long content day. I got cinema condition at 2 o'clock, patrons. If you are not aware, today at 2 o'clock on live on YouTube on an unlisted link only for patrons, cinema condition.
Yep. I can't help it. She's that way.
Yeah.
she doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, she doesn't care. Cinema condition. Episode number 39 is gonna get recorded today. It'll be up next Wednesday for the public.
Who's your guest?
My great friend Amelia, and we're talking about Alejandro González Iñárritu's debut film, Amores Perros.
Woo.
Yeah. It's going to be a long one for sure, because I've got a lot. I can talk about that movie for hours and hours and hours.
How many times have you seen that movie?
Five, four, six, I can't remember.
Yeah.
It's four more times than you have.
Yeah. If you want to hear my opinion, listen to the review. We've already reviewed that way back in the day.
Yeah, so I've got that to do today, and then of course 6 o'clock I got a meeting for budgeting for before I leave, and then at 8:30 p.m. live again on twitch.tv/nerdcore. We're gonna be doing the Nerdcore live show. We're reviewing that
Are we doing Among
episode,
Us after?
hopefully episode 2 of Falcon and Winter Soldier review today.
Oh shit, I gotta go watch that.
Yeah, you gotta go watch that, and hopefully some Among Us right after live show. Hopefully, cross your fingers. But yeah, let's get this going, man. Let's get into this. I don't have my Wikipedia page. What's it called? What's it called? Pulled up. So let me just real quick bring it up so we can get this going, because being unprepared is absolutely my shtick. All right. So this is our review of Godzilla King of the Monsters. This is going to be our review as we approach Godzilla versus Kong. And that means that we are going to be discussing the film in full spoilers. So if you have not watched the film and don't care, and you care about spoilers, and this is your chance to get out of here. But if you don't care, you can keep listening. Either way, how it goes, this is your spoiler warning. And it is in effect in a 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, let's get this going. From our only source, Wikipedia, because no other source is as great as Wikipedia.
Or as honest.
No, none of it is as honest or as concise, because if I have to use IMDb, I have to go through like several different scrolls. Right here, it's all concise.
It's all in these three paragraphs.
Yep. Godzilla, King of the Monsters is a 2019 American monster film directed by Michael Dari and co-written by Dari and Zach Shields. A sequel to Godzilla 2014, it is the 35th film in the Godzilla franchise, the third film in Legendary's MonsterVerse, and the third Godzilla film to be completely produced by a Hollywood studio. If you don't know
Zilla.
which one they are, it's
Zilla.
Godzilla 2014 in this one.
But they don't consider Zilla part of that 35 film, do they?
It's not canon. Yeah.
Thank God.
My friends, have you ever made a movie so bad that you have to have it not considered canon?
Have you ever made a movie so bad everyone wants to forget it?
He really
And
wants to forget it.
you know, that's not even like The Room. The Room is less forgotten than
Yeah.
fucking Zilla.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I think we're gonna be considering I don't know if we're gonna be considering Justice League 2017 canon anymore. I don't know. Yeah. That's Monday. It is dedicated to executive producer Yoshimitsu Banno and the an original Godzilla super former Haruo Nakajima, both of whom died in 2017. The film stars Kyle Chandler, Vera Farmiga, Millie Bobby Brown, Bradley Whitford, Sally Hawkins, Charles Dance, Thomas Middleditch,
Middleditch.
Asia Hinds, O'Shea Jackson Jr., David Stratham, Ken Watanabe, and Zhang Ziyi. I don't know how to pronounce that. Sorry, y'all.
Dang Z, I'm
Zhang
guessing.
Ziyi? All right. In the film, humans must rely on Godzilla and Mothra to defeat King Ghidorah, who has awakened other titans to destroy the world. The sequel was greenlit during the opening weekend of Godzilla, with Gareth Edwards expected to return to direct a trilogy in May 2016. Edward left the project in October 2016. Dari and Shields were hired to rewrite the script in January 2017. Dari was announced as the director. Principal photography began in June 2017 in Atlanta, Georgia, and wrapped in September 2017. Godzilla King of the Monsters was theatrically released on May 31st, 2019. It received mixed to negative reviews from critics, with praise for the visual effects, action sequences, cinematography, and musical scores, but the pacing, tone, plot, and characters were criticized. The film was a box office disappointment, grossing $386 million worldwide against a production budget between $170 million to $200 million, and marketing costs between $100 to $150 million. A sequel, Godzilla vs. Kong, was released in March 2021. Oh, crap. Music by Bear McCreary. Cinematography by Lauren Scherr. Edited by Roger Barton, Richard Pearson, and Bob Ducasse. And of course, it sits at 2 hours and 11 minutes. And yeah, that's our movie today. So I watched this one in theaters when it came out.
And that had to be an experience.
Oh, dude, bro, like that was freaking awesome seeing this movie in theaters. Mm-hmm. With all that, with all the visual effects and everything.
Yeah.
Only regret I have is that it wasn't like one of those nice theaters where you could like with the what's it called with like the enhanced picture and sound and stuff. But like, yo, that moment when Godzilla turns like all red from the like, you know, melts Dora, mm-hmm. freaking awesome in theaters.
It's I'd like beautiful. To see this in IMAX. That's what.
Yeah,
I'd like to see this in IMAX.
Yeah, so I watched this in theaters. I went in. I didn't even know what critics were saying or anything. I didn't see what my friends were saying because they had watched it before. I went in. I watched it with Michelle and Luis, and I came out and I was like, dude, I freaking love that. That was freaking awesome. Bunch of monsters fighting. Rodan looked freaking badass. Dora looked so cool. The human story kind of sucked, but that's been the case for the last three movies. Like
can we bring up Mothra? Mothra was pretty badass.
Mothra looked
for a giant Mothra.
Yep. And but then again, like I go into these movies, I don't care about the humans. I want to see monsters fight. I want to see them fight. And so I watched this a second time, and I'm pretty much on the same train, man. I watched this with Gio. Gio and I had so much fun watching this. I was just, like, loving every single moment with Gio just getting hyped up from watching these monsters kind of fight. He was losing it over all the lore that was being shown in the movie with, like, Atlantis and all that. Like, it was freaking awesome. I really like this movie. I understand where the negative criticisms come for this film. Like, yeah, this movie, I don't want to say the pacing. It's more so the story, the story of the film. It's kind of loses itself. But like, let's be real. What are we here for?
We're here for monsters hitting each other.
Yep. And guess what? I got that.
Monsters hitting each other.
Yep. Brad, what did you think about? What were your initial thoughts on
the monsters? I want to bring up my initial thought after watching this movie was like all those humans that were near any of this are dying of radiation poisoning within the week. Yep. Like they make it look like, oh, he found his daughter. It's like, you've been beside giant radiated monsters this whole fucking time. Like really close, like not even like little bit close, like straight up right near them. Like you're going to die. Like, and if they come back in the next movie, it's like, that's some bullshit. That's some Hollywood bullshit, and you know it. But then again, that's the human story. We don't give a fuck about the human story. We haven't given a fuck about the human story throughout these three movies, other than Skull Island.
Yeah.
Because they did that one very well in kind of a war film. But yeah, it comes down to the humans. Like, don't give a fuck. Like, they're all dead. At this point, I gotta say this is my favorite of the three we've watched.
Oh fuck!
Let's face it: the first one, not enough monsters fighting. The second one with Kong, really good, like really good. But again, not enough monsters fighting. This one had all the monsters fighting. That's all we wanted. And you know, it was kind of cool to bring out the lore of like King Ghidorah was an alien, and that's why like the oxygen didn't affect it, the oxygen bomb. Mm-hmm. So all that's really cool and all that. But honestly, fucking Godzilla just showing up, rampaging, King Ghidorah, all the other monsters who I don't know the fucking names to, you know, Mothra healing Godzilla. Like, is that a thing? Is that a thing from the old movies?
I don't remember. I don't remember that's a thing from the old movies, but that was like really beautiful to see it happen. Like,
it was really, really cool. Like, it was like, okay, Godzilla got a teammate now. Like, tag team that shit. Especially when Mothra is about to be killed by the fire vulture. I'm just calling it the fire vulture because that's I don't know what else to fucking call it.
Fire vulture, Rodan?
Yeah, I guess Rodan, the giant firebird.
I think it was Rodan, because then Rodan changes his mind like at the end, and he's like, Rodan.
Like, bows down to Godzilla, my bad.
My bad, bro.
Like, you know, King Ghidorah, though, he was like whooping ass and shit. So, you know, I'm switching sides real quick, though, Godzilla. Yeah. So, my apologies.
Yeah, I gotta say,
I like this movie. I mean, I agree. The story is kind of But I liked the only like human aspect I like was Ken Watanabe sacrificed himself. Oh, I thought that was a very beautiful fucking ending to his arc. I thought that was to bring back Godzilla. I thought that was a very beautiful way to end his arc in these movies.
And just to end it with like goodbye, old friend. I was like, oh man, just and then Godzilla reemerges from the ocean, looks at Kyle Chandler and said, like, it should have been your ass.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Looking at him like, I lost my friend today, it should have been your ass. there's so many sequences within this film that I just like adore. Like what's it called? In Mexico, when Rodan is like emerged, like just all that is freaking cool. Once again, though, the yellow filter when you're in a foreign country in American movies, always you got to point it out. Yeah, that was so cool.
I like the King Ghidorah sets up like its own storm system. Itself, and then they get Rodan to follow the planes. And that whole sequence right there where Rodan's doing the flips and basically destroying all the planes and then runs into King Ghidorah. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. Godzilla getting hit with the oxygen bomb and decided to go take a nap under the center of the earth. that was freaking awesome. I like that whole sequence down there in the tavern or whatever it is.
I think just everything with the monsters is perfect in this.
Yeah,
it's really enjoyable. It's just the fucking humans mess it up. It's like you want to slap the mother in this movie because she's like, oh, we got overpopulation. I know how to fix this.
Release the kaiju.
What the fuck? Like, smack the shit out of you.
First of all, I've got a couple of moments in this film that are kind of ridiculous. What's it called? Vera Farmiga looking at, what's it called? Covering Millie Bobby Brown's eyes when Charles Dance shoots that guy in the head, but is fine with her getting close to a big ass kaiju and not, what's it called? And like, come on, man. Or how the fact that Millie Bobby Brown spends this whole movie freaking crying for like what other than one scene.
Millie Bobby Brown's whole point in this is kind of meh. Like I she's basically just used to plug into the Red Sox sound system.
Yeah.
She's just being used to manipulate her father, really.
Yeah,
that's really what this is.
All it really is, honestly, is just Millie Bobby Brown is here to push the idea that this family sucks, that its family's broken, and to use that and to show that not just one person can use the orca.
Well, and honestly, I think Millie Bobby Brown's in this for just star power. Let's face it, we know a lot of these actors and actresses. But there ain't no Stranger Things Millie Bobby Brown. You know, this was kind of just to throw her name into this.
Yeah.
Other than that, she's kind of wasted in the movie.
Yeah. And I mean, next movie, I mean, Godzilla versus Kong has, of course, like Alexander Skarsgård, Brian Tyree Henry, Eliza Gonzalez, Kyle Chandler's coming back. Like, there's a lot of people next one.
These movies kind of, and I hate to say this, in that aspect, they remind me of the Transformers movie. Throw some big names in there, have some robots hitting each other. You know, that's kind of what this is. It's just this does it way better than any of the Transformer movies.
Oh, 1,000%. Like, this is – also, this, like, has a lot of stylism to it, too. Just, like, the way that – the whole grading of the film and the way the film actually looks with the special effects kind of in there. It's just
a beautiful movie. Like in certain scenes, it's just – I'll say the same with Skull Island. Like, certain scenes, like, it was very visually pleasing.
Yeah. I think they did a really good job with this, with the look of the movie and the visual effects.
I'm kind of upset that, like, the two previous movies got far. And I get it, like, Godzilla returning and then, you know, King Kong, Skull Island. I get it why those made more money than this, but, I think it's kind of service to – this is the better of the three.
Also, I believe this is May 2019, right, that this came out?
Yeah.
I believe this was the month that what's it called, that Endgame had came out. And nothing was going to stop Endgame.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh. Hold on. I'll just double check.
That would have been a bad decision. like a very bad decision. What? Like, who is it? Is this Universal? Who did this?
This was Warner Brothers.
Warner Brothers knows better than this shit.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing, dude.
Why are you going against the fucking, like, Avengers? You don't do that. I mean, Godzilla is a big name and all, but, like, give him his own month. Jesus.
Oh, now this is why I understand. Hold on. Now I remember what happened. Aladdin literally came out the week before this movie.
Oh.
Yeah. No, come on.
Oh, come on. Fighting against Disney in one of its biggest, like, cartoon movies.
Yep. But
made into real life with Will Smith instead of Robin Williams, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that's just, no.
It's
that's
just
poor, that's a poor decision.
Yeah, it was just released at the wrong time, dude. Like,
although granted, I would have rather seen this one in theaters than Aladdin. I haven't even seen Aladdin yet.
Yeah, I've never seen Aladdin either. I haven't seen Aladdin. But yeah, it was so, like, you had Aladdin the week before, you had John Wick Chapter 3, Parabellum the week before. You know, you just had a really stacked kind of competition against Godzilla. You had a lot of movies that were gonna make more money. Yeah. So I understand why it didn't make a lot. I think that this was just, you know, this was just a scheduling thing. It wasn't because
of decision.
I think that if you would have scheduled this like a better month, this would have easily made its money back.
Yeah, the better decision making could have been done on this, so it didn't go against like Aladdin and John Wick. I mean, if it had just been John Wick, I can see it performing much better. But you throw in Disney's Aladdin, it's just.
Yeah, I mean, you had John Wick, Aladdin, Detective Pikachu. Yeah, everything before that, like, yeah, it was just
bad timing.
Bad timing, but yeah, man, I this movie is just freaking awesome. It just radiates just being everything I look for in a monster film. I just want the movie to be badass. I want to see monsters fight.
This had it, man.
And I loved every second of it. So I'm going to go ahead and give Godzilla King of the Monsters exactly what I gave it in 2019 when I watched the first time, because it hasn't changed. I'm going to go ahead and give it an 8.5 out of 10. I love this movie. This movie is freaking awesome. And I'm in the same boat I was back then. I don't understand what people were whining about because I got exactly what I wanted.
I got to say, I'm trying to remember what I gave the other ones. I think I gave the first Godzilla like a 6.5 or a 7.
Yeah. I think you gave Skull Island like a
8. I gave Skull Island like an 8.
Yeah.
So I'll go with 8.5 on this. Like, I genuinely enjoyed this movie more than either of the other two. See, Dixie agrees with me. And just monsters fighting. Like, this is not a difficult idea for these kaiju movies. It's not a difficult idea what to please at least American audiences with. That's just makes the big monsters fight.
Yeah,
I could care fuck less about what the humans are doing. And it's just like the old style Godzilla movies. Humans were there just to shout out, "Godzilla's here, we're getting the fuck out," and have the monsters fight.
Yep. I love that. What's it called? I hate that moment though in this film with a dad from Get Out. What's it called? Where he's like, "Oh my god," and then he goes, "Zilla." I was like,
this was not a perfect movie by far, but if you were just to cut it where it was all the monsters and just them and just cut the people out, this movie would probably be like a 10.
Yeah, 1000%.
Yeah,
but I loved every second I watched this film over and over because it's just so fucking badass. So I'm gonna go ahead and I'll go ahead and say we thank you all for listening, who are listening to this on the audio replay. We had nobody in chat today, but that's okay. It is early in the morning. It's early. Nobody's
woke up yet. Yeah, I'm still drinking my coffee.
Yeah. Thank you all for coming by. Next week we are doing our review of Zack Snyder's Justice League on Monday.
Yay.
And then on Thursday, yay, we get to finally watch and review Godzilla versus Kong.
Are we telling them for next month?
That's next week. Yeah, we'll do that next week. Next week. Okay. Yeah, next week. Yeah. We'll inform you all about what happens on in April for our theme. But for now, what's it called? We'll see you guys on Monday when we do a review of Zack Snyder's Justice League. And then on Thursday, we do Godzilla vs. Kong review. So I want to thank our patrons. Without the patrons, the show is not possible. And as always, we want to thank our producers, writers, and our producers and our writers. We want to thank our associate producer, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah, for being an associate producer for a really long time. We also want to thank our wonderful executive producer, Shane.
You can follow our friend Shane at twitch.tv/XSRK or on Twitter at SRK or XSRK underscore.
Yeah. Thrifted.io.
Thrifted.io.com. I think he's having a 50% off right now for any orders. So, yeah, hit that up.
Yep. All right, man. Want to thank our wonderful writers as well. Bryce, BrownRice96 on everything.
Love you, Bryce.
Love you, Bryce. And then Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Real nerdy dad, Tony. Next week we got our we're gonna do our
conversation. We might.
This week, when I tell you guys,
probably, this whole fucking month is fucked. These last 2 months have been fucked.
I am just absolutely ready to graduate. I'm done. I'm done with science classes. I don't want to do this goddamn class anymore. I am tired of being tired of this class, and I just don't understand shit. So, guys, thank you all so much.
Where'd you get that hat, Roll?
No, Eric bought this hat at Bad Bunny show.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were just going off the Cyclops thing, but.
No, but yeah, I would love to make a Cyclops film. What's it called? Hat. Mm-hmm. Get like Kevin Feige when he's like out in conventions and he has a Cyclops. What's it called? I have my own Cyclops film. But, yeah, thank you all so much for listening. We'll be back tonight as we do our Nerdcore live show at 8:30 p.m. Central Time, as we review the second episode of Falcon and Winter Soldier.
And then playing Among Us after.
Hopefully, yes. All right. So without further ado, Brad, it's been a lot of fun. Send them out.
All right, Ronald. Thank you for being the host as always. Thank you to all our listeners out there, all our Patreon supporters. We appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you to no one who joined us in chat today, but to all those listening to this on the replay, thank you. And I guess to end this episode, I'll just say it's not easy to please me. Just make the big monsters fight. Young Yoda out.